Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor again. Mr. President, I ask the floor to exercise my delegation's right of reply in response to the remarks of the U.S. representative in previous plenary. It is true to say that Iran has been in overcompliance with the NPT, particularly following the conclusion of the JCPOA. The same multilateral agreement endorsed by the UN Security Resolutions 2231 that the United States whimsically pulled out and still remains in tremendous violator. Iran has been under the most robust IAEA inspections in the word of IAEA Director General. While the U.S. continues to be a persistent violator of the UN Security Council Resolutions 2231. Perhaps the U.S. representative gave a new definition to not only the good faith implementations, as the international community has been witnessing their commitments under the JCPOA implemented, but also to the nuclear disarmament, as if the nuclear arms reductions is a substitute for nuclear disarmament under Article 6 of NPT. The fact is crystal clear that the U.S. has a long tradition of violations and non-compliance with the NPT obligations under Articles 1, 2, 4, and 6 of that treaty. Once again, Mr. President, I would like to reiterate the exclusive peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program. I thank you, Mr. President.